Hola y bienvenido a las podcast Great North Adventures, episodio cuarto. La fecha hoy es jueves, el primero de agosto, 2019. El episodio yo hablo solamente en español. ¿Claro? Vámonos. I'm just joking. I'm not going to do the episode in Spanish. I don't want to subject you or myself to that type of torture. For those of you who don't know, this is my weekly review of my motorcycle attempt to ride from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean, and my friend Braden has been along for the ride since Banff, Alberta. I'm going to try and start with an odometer reading now, just for posterity's sake. Look back, see how many total Ks we've done, look at the weekly review. And I think it'll just be a nice addition. So we're starting this podcast at 36,954 on the odometer. I started the trip around 22,000. It's almost at 15,000 K, which is pretty good. Long time to be sitting down on a bike, but it's been fun. This week, we went from Buckeye, Arizona, and we ended up in Guerrero Negro in Mexico. That's down the Baja Peninsula. We just got down to the second kind of province on this, on the peninsula. So, not moving too fast. The driving's a bit slower here in Mexico, but, it's been a lot of fun again anyways. Our first border crossing was pretty uneventful. We drove, found the border crossing, went over a couple speed bumps, waved at some security guards, and entered Mexico. Nobody stopped us, nobody looked at anything. We were just in Mexico. Left the States. And yeah, nobody looked at anything, so we went down to McDonald's and we're kind of confused. Got a little Wi-Fi and looked up where the importing office and all that sort of stuff was. And so we had to go back and cross again into Mexico, but stop this time and go in and declare ourselves, get our passport stamped. And it was quite funny. There was a dude, I guess the main security guy, and he just basically held us for about 20 minutes to tell us how proud he was that we were Canadian and that how much he dislikes Americans. So that was funny. And, yeah, pretty simple process. Just get our passport stamped, get a couple copies of our documents, which we already had, so that was easy, and pay the lady at the bank for our import fee and a $300 deposit for me just to make sure that I leave with the bike. The scenery along the Baja has been pretty cool, pretty unique. The northern bit, there was a lot of sandy red hills. I guess mountains is more like it, and it drops right into the ocean. It was really nice. Interior, it was a bit more dusty, big rock piles. Very, very unique. The cactus here are huge. They're 10 to 15 meters tall. They must weigh tons. They're really, really huge. We saw daisies that were 3 or 4 meters tall. All the things that look like shrubs are basically mini trees, and all of the big tree-like things are kind of look like shrub species. So anyways, I've never really seen anything like it anywhere else I've been in the world, and if you get the chance, I would recommend checking it out. The climate here has been a real benefit to us, a real boon. It's cool. It's like 20 to 25 degrees. There's a wind. Because the peninsula is covered by ocean on each side, there's actually clouds in the sky, so you're not just roasting all day. So that's been really, really good for us in the and our spirits are pretty high right now, so it's really good. Some highlights for the week. We drove through some big old sand dunes in Southern California there. We're just driving, flat, 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 boring. And then all of a sudden in the distance, big white sand dunes come out of nowhere. So that was, and of course, America. Instead of driving around, just put a roads right through. So that's awesome. So we get to drive through those. The length of Highway 94. So it's just a small little section of highway that connects, I think, Interstate 8 down to the Tecate border. That was a super drive. It was through a tight little canyon, narrow roads, windy, speed was okay, probably doing 60 or 70 through there. And yeah, that was a good old drive for us. Another one, we stayed at Rancho Refugio, just south of Ensenada in Mexico for our first couple of nights. It was super Wi-Fi, drinking water, nice campsite right on the water. It was $4 per person per night, so we stayed two nights. Our first night, they were having like a children's party or something, and all the people, I don't know if they took pity on us or just wanted to show Mexican hospitality, but they were giving us beers, they fed us, they took care of us pretty well that day. And then the next day, around 5 p.m., just kind of almost ready to shut it down for an afternoon nap, and the owners of the place came and invited us up for fish tacos, and so we, again, ate well, ate free, got to talk and practice our Spanish pretty well, and so that was really, really good. We needed the rest day a little bit, and just kind of, it was a good entry into Mexico. Oh yeah, and we met an American expat named Gary there. He was a real beauty. He'd been building golf courses down in this, in Central America, Mexico, for the past 20, 30 years. And now he's just kind of semi-retired here. And he kind of showed us the ropes, gave us a little bit of a insight on some roads to take and some routes to go when we're going through Central. So that was a really cool thing, too. Another nice road, so there's a small town called El Rosario, again, just south of Ensenada, maybe another 100 k's or so, and once you pass that town, there's a good 50 k stretch where you're going up into the mountains, and the driving's really excellent, the scenery's excellent, and the road is good. After that, it turns a little bit different, and I'll cover that in the low lights, which is coming up now. So at the beginning of the week, when we were leaving Buckeye, it was about 111 to 115 degrees for 2 days, which I think in Celsius is about anywhere from 42 to 48. So that was way too hot to be out in there. We were spending a lot of time in McDonald's, which, you know, being cooped up in a place in public, whatever, not my favorite thing to be doing, but at least I had air conditioning, Wi-Fi, and cold water. So that was good. There was, being in Southern America where it's so hot, I guess people's brains boiled. And we had to share the McDonald's with a couple of friendly drug users that were running around with no pants on. So that was fun. Yeah, climbing through the mountains in California again at 111, 115 degrees. It was really, really steep. They had these water wells for your radiator about every 500 meters so you could pull off and cool down your car. That was very, very interesting, and never seen anything like that before. In Mexico, the only thing bad so far has just been driving along the highway, and there's just a massive man-sized pothole in the middle of the road, so you gotta keep your eyes peeled and watch out for those, and just the other crazy drivers who, for some reason, just want to get everywhere super duper fast. Scariest moment of the week. We're just reading, waiting. This town's called San Quentin, right on the water, and just, you know, waiting for the sun to go down so we could set up camp and go to bed. And we just watched car after car after car arrive, bring out a case of beer, drink the case of beer, and drive away. So I think our to avoid those types of people, we're going to try and get our driving done by 1 or 2 in the afternoon, and hopefully avoid the crazy drinking and driving rush in the afternoon. Another one of the scariest moments when we were back in America, there was this guy that we've kind of jokingly named Bart Arlington, and he was carrying around his pistol on his hip in the Wally World, dressed in camo. So good thing nothing went down, because I'm sure Bart Arlington, he might not be the best crack shot that he think he is. Dipped a line fishing yesterday evening, just in like a little estuary in Guerrero Negro. Saw some bait fish jump in, saw an actual, like a decent 5-pound fish come to the surface as well, but nothing was eating streamers that day, so no bites, no takes. Regular bike maintenance this week, just an oil change, clean the air filter, clean the brakes, clean the exhaust, and greased all the hinges and cables, and everything seems to be running great. Gonna get a rear tire soon. Gotta order a couple more parts, get a new air filter cleaning kit, but that'll be for when we reach, hopefully, Puerto Vallarta, and where Braden's cousin lives, and hopefully we'll get to hang out there for a bit and do an Amazon order. Final thoughts this week. When speaking of Mexico yesterday, Braden and I were just kind of shooting the breeze back and forth and seeing all the people drinking and driving and carrying on and that sort of thing. And Braden says, I think Mexico is a great example of how things used to be. And, you know, I think so too. Maybe back in the 50s or 60s or something. I wasn't alive. I don't know. But it seems like this is a pretty good representation of people driving old beat-up cars, drinking and driving, kids running around in the back seat, grandma in the tailgate of the Tacoma, and anyways, it's been very, very fun, very, very interesting. Well, that's it for me, everybody. Thanks for listening. Lots of love to you. Talk to you soon, and we'll catch up with you again next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye-bye.